Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl admits he once shot a man in Reno just to watch him rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, the Taliban is waging a serious propaganda war in Afghanistan. They're producing magazines and DVDs, and they're embracing new mobile technology with what?
iPhone apps?
That would be hilarious. What would a Taliban iPhone app do?
I don't know.
Condemn you for owning the iPhone.
It's hard to get...
You'd turn it on and your iPhone would go, infidel, infidel.
If you could get bars,
exactly.
Right? You need bars. It's hard to get in a cave,
You'd
I
be
guess.
Surprised, though. Actually, having bars in that context is, in fact, relevant here.
They're handing out cell phones and texting.
No. Even better.
Dude, calling. It's robocalls.
Whatever it is, it sure beats a tinny version of Fur Elise.
It's so
a ringtone.
Ringtone.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Downloadable.
You are very patient and generous. Yeah. Thank you.
You can get a Taliban ringtone?
What does it sound
Downloadable
like?
Downloadable Taliban ringtones.
Huh. Yeah, what does it sound like?
Well, we don't know. We're afraid to order one. Yeah. Now, the Taliban are, of course, religious extremists, but just like Carrie Prejean noted that nowhere in the Bible does Jesus denounce boob jobs, The Quran says nothing about downloadable ringtones. So terrorism is now the second most annoying thing embraced by the Taliban. But as you say, what is a Taliban ringtone? Well, there are various prayers and calls to action. Sounds of explosions, I guess, yes. The most popular Taliban ringtone is the hit Taliban dance beat by cleric Mullah al-Beyonce, Single Veiled Ladies.
Put a burqa on it.
Exactly. Faith, the Obama administration claims their economic stimulus package has created 30 new jobs in the 15th congressional district in Arizona. One problem, though... What?
There is no 15th congressional.
There is no 15th congressional district in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Residents of Arizona's 15th district were at first overjoyed to learn that federal stimulus spending had created or saved 30 jobs there, but disappointment soon set in when the residents realized that they themselves did not exist. The recovery board said it was just a paperwork error, but if so, it's widespread. Countless jobs were created in non-existent districts in Oklahoma, Iowa, and Connecticut. Weirdly, Michigan came up with 13 fake counties, but they all reported job losses. Can't win for losing, Michigan. Joe Biden, speaking for the administration, urged that Americans not be so quick to dismiss imaginary districts, and then called for the passage of CLAFTRA, the Candyland American Free Trade Agreement.
So did they give an explanation?
Well, apparently what they were asking people to fill out forms like, oh, did you get a job and did you get it? And people responded yes. And then there's like, what's your congressional district? And people tend not to know. Uh-huh. So they wrote in fake numbers.
Right. Oh.
So, no wonder they don't have a job.
There you are. Roy, the economy's in the tank and there's double-digit unemployment. It's no wonder some Americans are feeling cranky. Enter Missouri Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver. He is working on a resolution sure to stop the complaining. He wants to end what?
What is it? Vomiting up the...
Vomiting up the sound of weakness.
So exactly, yeah. Whining?
Yes, he wants to stop the whining.
All right.
He's going to make next Wednesday Complaint-Free Wednesday. Finally, a member of Congress has taken the time to listen to his constituents, and now he desperately wants them to shut up. Congressman Cleaver is looking for co-sponsors to help pass Resolution 155, making the Wednesday before Thanksgiving next week Complaint-Free Wednesday. He cites as precedent the landmark Depression-era resolution called Oh, Shut Your Pie Hole.
I,
think he's probably breaking with history to expect the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to have no complaints.
Right.
Because back to the earliest Thanksgiving, the pilgrims were saying, you know, I don't think we're going to have enough food. And what time did you tell the Indians to come? That's right. Too early.
Do we have to have the Indians?
We don't enjoy having the Indians. I don't know what to say to them. We don't have enough folding chairs.
Mm-hmm. It's awkward. But it's better than the day after Thanksgiving, when everybody's talking about how bad it was, even worse than we thought it was.
Yeah, yeah. Never should have held it in, whining day.
Yeah. Never again.
Let it fly Friday.
Your life.